Shalom, this is Charlie Bernhout. This particular program is going down memory lane. Yes, to 1981. 1981 is 37 years ago. This is now 2018. I had started broadcasting in 1977, and I do have tapes of most of my, or the vast majority of my shows for the last 40 years. And I decided it might be fun to occasionally play an hour from 25, 35 years ago. This is from 37 years ago, as I mentioned. I had been on the air for 4 years. I had been at FMU in 1980, and then I made the switch to Seton Hall University at WSOU around 1980. And I had drive time from 6 to 7, something like that. And a year or two later, I got the two-hour program for Sunday evenings. It was from 7 to 9, from 8 to 10. Over the years, I got the 2 hours. That's when I had 1 hour of a mix, and then the second hour was strictly Chazonis. And as I said, I will be listening to some of my programs and selecting some here and there. I thought it'd be fun for you to hear. I had my son Richard, who was my youngest son. He was 11 at the time. He's 48 years old right now. He was in the studio helping me. And just one note, I kept calling Sholem Katz of Sholem Katz. Of course, he's Sholem Katz. I played a particular selection there. You'll hear a shtick that I had, which was Name That Cousin. I think you might enjoy that. That is one of the benefits of doing it live. I could do that. I haven't figured out how to do Name That Cousin over the internet. Maybe you'll have some suggestions. Anyway, we're going back to, I guess this is around late August, early September of 1981. And I think you'll get a kick out of listening to the program. Well, good evening. This is Charlie Bernhout bringing you an hour of Jewish soul. How are you today? Days like this that makes you enjoy living in this area, right? Okay. We're broadcast every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 7 p.m. This show is coming to you from WSOU 89.5 FM at Seton Hall University in beautiful South Orange, New Jersey. Each week we bring to you the best in cantorial, Yiddish, Israeli, and American Jewish music with an occasional comedy record. Tonight we may introduce a new one to you. Yes, this is WSOU, the sound alternative, non-commercial radio at its very best. 55 minutes without a commercial. That's really good stuff. Well, your organizations are going to be busy with events, and if you'd like me to announce a forthcoming event for your nonprofit organization, please send me a type notice to the Jewish Hour, WSOU, Seton Hall University, South Orange, New Jersey, 07079. Oh, and tonight we're going to have Name That Cousin, so take the number down, 201-762-8950. Yeah, we'll have Name That Cousin about 6:30. 201-762-8950. Oh, you can call before. Richard is here. Hey, Rich, come on over here and say hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Whoops, that's the end of that. You started school, huh?
Yes.
How do you like it?
I like it.
Oh, you're not too sure, are you?
No.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the youngest radio announcer in the country here with us this evening, and you'll hear from him a little later. Okay,
yes.
Rich? Thank you. Well, we want to put you in a great mood. Oh, by the way, you do know that for this month, I'll be specializing in Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah music. And tonight, if you like Chazanut, or if you have friends who enjoy cantorial or Chazanut, you should call them and tell them to listen tonight. Very, very special music. That's not only tonight, but for the next 2 or 3 weeks prior to the holidays. There's such great, great music. I have, as you know, almost 250 cantorial albums, and I've been listening to all of them. Well, not exactly all of them, but hundreds of selections. And tonight we're going to hear some unusual cantorial selections from the past and the present. And we'll have Name That Cousin around 6:30. So don't forget, we're here at 201-762-8950. You're already in a good mood from such a great day, but let's hear Schmucki's Nigun. Put you in an even better mood. Well, that was Or Chadash, New Light, with Schmucki's Nigun. Richard, not only did you start public school, but you start Hebrew school soon, right?
Right, this Sunday.
This Sunday, you know, that's also known as Cheder.
Right.
Cheder?
Cheder.
Yeah, that means room. Did you know that?
No.
You're going to go to Cheder. Well, we have a record that was made in 1923 by a man by the name of Ludwig Zatz. It's in Yiddish, and he didn't want to go to Hebrew school, but that's not you. You want to go, don't you?
Kind of.
Kind of? What is this kind of? Well, this does not apply to you or to anybody listening, because I know everybody who is listening, who's ready to go to Cheder, is very anxious to go. Let's hear Ludwig Zatz, Ich will nicht gehen in Cheder. He's the only one I know who doesn't want to go, by the way, right?
Laughter killer in her bite, standing cleaver in the sight. No face in her sailing, found her falls in a misty vision. You will never gain it.
kinda. By the lavish mind, you say that it's been and again in a phase. In very conscious, thirsty vein, learning of a village gainer, it's been and again in a phase. In every day, joined to an end of fight, their bare heads fell by their side. Me that taking a long tail, I'm kissing in a soul air of bear. Open up my clouds in the village gain of fame.
Richard, do you think that he really didn't want to go to Cheder, or was he just kidding?
He was just kidding.
He was just kidding, right? Well, I have an album that I haven't played. I've had it for over a year, and I'm going to do a little editing on it. There are some very, very funny bits. This is The Jewish American Princess, and it's by the writers and producers of You Don't Have to Be Jewish, and When You're in Love, the Whole World is Jewish. Let's hear a couple of selections. I hope puts you, well, I know it puts you in a good mood. This is The Jewish American Princess, and you'll hear Lou Jacoby, Frank Gallup, Beatrice Arthur, and Judy Grobart plays baby Judy Ann.
The Jewish American Princess. What is a Jewish American princess? If you have to ask, you won't understand. But we'll try to tell you anyway. A Jewish American princess is a special kind of royalty, reigning supremely but justly over her vast domain. She is the sovereign of Saxe, the monarch of Magnans, the princess of Papagallo, the contessa of Cartier's, the guru of Gucci's. The Sultan of Sassoon, the Balabosta of Bergdorf, the Lord of Taylor. The Jewish American princess can do anything. She can mop, clean, dust, vacuum, make a bed, scrub a floor, and scour an oven.
But thank God she'll never have to.
A Jewish American princess can ride a horse, ski, play tennis, jog 3 miles in a rubber suit, and never sweat.
But thank God she'll never have to.
Okay, let's hear... that's the introduction to The Jewish American Princess. Let's hear the care and feeding of Judy Ann Perlman.
And now, to continue the life story of our Jewish American princess. Jewish American princesses do not just happen. From their earliest childhood, they are trained, tutored, molded. Let's face it, brainwashed.
I crown you Judy Ann Perlman.
Judy Ann Perlman. J-A-P. In the years to come, these initials will be worth $40,000 to the towel manufacturers of America in monograms alone. To continue, Judy Ann is now 7 months old. In her room, you will find a 6-foot teddy bear, a complete leather-bound set of the Encyclopedia Britannica, an air purifier, and her father.
Judy Ann, sweetheart, talk to your daddy.
Goo, goo, ga, 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 goo, goo.
I love you, Judy Ann. Goo. Say to your daddy anything.
Goo, goo, master charge.
By age 21, the Jewish American princess has graduated from college, gotten her first full-time job, and has moved into her own apartment. For her, it is...
freedom!
For her mother, it is...
the end of my life.
And for her father...
it's another $300 a month.
The princess and her first home away from home.
Hello, Mother.
Don't hello, Mother, me. I'm calling to tell you I'm not going to call you.
What's the matter, Mother?
You didn't call me yet this morning.
Mother, it's only 9 o'clock. I just got up.
I've been up since 6:30. Worried to death over you in that apartment all alone.
Mother, I can't talk now. I have some friends coming over at 9:30.
9:30? You're having strange people over? Couldn't you at least wait until it gets a little lighter outside? Judy Ann, I'm telling you, I read just last night, this man attacked 12 innocent girls living alone.
Who was that?
His name was Jack the Ripper.
Come on, Mother, that was almost 100 years ago.
People don't change. And remember what I told you. Don't open the door for anybody unless it's me.
Mother, would you please not worry? Mother, my other phone is ringing. So I can't talk to you now. I'll call you later. Hello?
Just one other thing,
Mother.
You know, your father and I have been thinking about moving to a more expensive apartment.
Mother, what do you need it for?
We found out we don't. They just raised the rent here.
Mother, just would you listen? I got 8 of my friends coming for brunch in a few minutes. I am not dressed, I haven't made a thing, and I can't talk to you. I'll call you later. Goodbye, Mother. Coming!
Hello, sweetheart. Here, help me. Help me with these trays. I brought you enough for brunch for 8.
But, Mother...
oh, don't thank me, sweetheart. I mean, it's no trouble. After all, I only live next door.
You can always tell when these records were made. Did you hear the prices? $300 for an apartment. You can't even get a room for $300, much less an apartment. Well, now we'll hear from the youngest radio announcer in the country, Mr. Richard Bernhout. How are you today?
Good.
Okay, come closer and let's hear the announcement.
The 3rd Annual Jewish Renaissance Fair and concert schedule for Sunday, September 13th, 1981, will be held on the grounds of the Rabbinical College of America, located at 226 Sussex Avenue, Marsh Township, New Jersey. The fair offers old country Jewish food, street musicians, and exhibits of scribal art, ceramics, challah baking, and more. There will be a children's world with a puppet show, rides, theater, Jewish jesters, storytellers, arts and crafts, and prizes. The event will end with a concert by the exciting new band Magama, two young Americans who have returned to their Judaism and share it with excitement and talent that touches the heart of every Jew. Tickets are $4 for adults, $3 for senior citizens, $2 for children from 6 to 12. Gates open at 12 noon, concert at 4 o'clock p.m.
Well, Richard, are you going to be going to that concert?
Yes.
Yes, you are, and I'll be there too. That's this Sunday from 12 till, I guess, about 5:30. And if you don't know how to get there, just get to the center of Morristown. You know where the square is, and there are signs directing you to the Rabbinical College of America. It's a delightful experience, and if you've never been there, it's just worth it to get up there and see what the Lubavitchers are doing there. That will be this Sunday from 12 till about 5 or 5:30, and the Megama Duo, or Megama Duo, well, it depends on what part of Brooklyn you come from, the Megama Duo will be there at 4 o'clock. Exciting group. Richard, come here and tell us, what are we going to be listening to now?
The Megama Duo singing That's My Boy.
That's my boy, that's my little boy, with the rabbis all around him, that's my boy. 8 days old, only 8 days old, with the rabbis and the mohel, that's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy, with his tallis and his tefillin, that's my boy. Just 13, he's just 13. Now he's reading from the Torah, that's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy, now he's underneath the chuppah, that's my boy. So very young, so very young, with his bride, his wedding ring, that's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's his boy, that's his little boy, with the rabbis all around him, that's his boy. 8 days old, just 8 days old, with the rabbis and the mohel, that's his boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm.
Well, that's the Megama Duo, and you can hear them this Sunday live. And as promised, we are going to give away two records. And Richard, here I'm reaching into the box, and I've got two cards that we wrote up, all the people who sent cards in or who called in. And here are the two winners. Will you please read the names? These are the winners for the Mega Maduo Records.
Erica Bernholtz from Brooklyn, New York, and Betty Starr from Melbourne, New Jersey.
Hey, how about that? Terrific. Okay, Erica and Betty, you'll be getting the records in a few days. They'll go out in the mail tomorrow. Those are two records for the Mega Maduo. This is, I'm doing this in honor of the Lubavitcher Renaissance Fair this Sunday. And please come out to hear them. The Mega Maduo is great. And you also have a good time. Let's hear Mordechai Ben David with Barosh Hashanah.
Oh,
Well, that was Mordechai Ben David with Barosh Hashanah. Before we get to name that chazen, I'm going to play a chazen that is not familiar to many of you. His name is Sholom Katz, or Avshalom Katz. I picked up the tape this week, and I must admit, I listened to it at least a half a dozen times. In my car, I happen to do a lot of traveling in my job in real estate, and it's one of the side benefits of doing this, just being exposed to the great cantorial art. Let's hear Avshalom Katz, and immediately thereafter, we'll get on to Name That Chazen.
Umalchus Oberotson Kiblu Aleyem Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Oh,
Saba, vis poar, vis rom, vis nasei, vis adar, vis ale, vis alal, shemei de Kosso ve shiroso Tol ve fosso Ve nechemoso Damiram ve yalma ve imru
Well, that was off Shalom Katz. Shalom Katz, and let's see, that was the choir of Congregation Chizuk Amuno from Baltimore. Just beautiful music. Okay, it's time for Name That Chazon. We're going to play four Chazonim. Name any three. The first one will win a... the first five, Rich? Okay, we're going to play five. Name any three of the five. And you'll win this record. It's a Jan Pierce record, The Art of the Cantor, a really beautiful record of Jan Pierce, a very special record for a very special period. Name that chazon. We're here at 201-762-8950. But before we play the first chazon, I would like to remind you that this Sunday evening on WNYM 1330 AM, you can hear Zev Brenner and Rabbi Yaakov Spivak with Night Rap. That's... the first Jewish live talk call-in show in the metropolitan area. And they'll be featuring Arnie Fine. That's this Sunday evening from 11 o'clock on WNYM. Oh, it's 10 o'clock. I'm sorry, from 10 o'clock on WNYM 1330 AM. Okay, we're ready for Name That Chazon. Richard's sitting by the telephone, and you just give a call. If you name any three of the next five, you win. The first one who calls in will win the free record. We're at 201-762-8950. Here's Cantor number one singing Ya'aleh.
Zichron einu meyer
Well, this is cantor number one. It's his name, that cousin. Name any one of the next four or this one, and you win the free record. This is Ya Ale. Let's move on to the next recording of Barosh Hashanah. Name that cantor. Continuing with Name That Cantor. Do you know who this is? Don't forget, we're here at 201-762-8950. Can you guess this one or any two of the next three? Well, the next cantor, born in 1874 and died in 1952. That's a hint. Let's hear Tika Bishofer from the Musaf service.
I am having no fun. Mayor chi sei, mayor chi sei, ore. Va vino le zio, va vino le zio, va vino le zio in irrevo, va vino le zio in irrevo.
Well, do you know who that was? One of the great oldies with Takab as chauffeur. Well, no one's guessing. Richard, I don't see anybody calling. No, they may guess the next two, though, and we may get a winner, okay? This is Name That Cousin. Name any three of the five that I've been playing and win the free record. That's Jan Pierce and The Art of the Cantor. See if you can guess this next cantor with Hayom Ta'am Tseinu from the Musaf Service.
Kivi yirbu yomecho Ve yosifu lecho shenois chayim Lechayim toivim tichtveinu Elokim echayim Kos veinu besefer achayim Besefer achayim Sefer HaChayim HaKosu V'yaten HaTzikim V'nishem Elay Kitem Chayim Kulchem Hayoim 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 Tzinu Hayoim 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 hayoim
Well, we've been getting some phone calls, but it wasn't Lieb Glantz, one wasn't Pinchik, and it wasn't Shulman. Okay, we're eliminating a few. Very astute listeners, though, they're getting very close. I think when we play this next one, we'll have several phone calls. Remember, we're here at 201-762-8950. Name that cousin. Name any three of the past four or this next one, and you win the free record. Remember, we're here at 201-762-8950.
Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, a day of fasting. The entire service is devoted to one idea, which is explored again and again. Man and his life stand in judgment. What are we? What is our life? What is our goodness? What is our righteousness? This day we stand in judgment before thee. At the height of the service, the congregation rises to hear the cantor chant, As a shepherd mustereth his sheep, so dost thou count and visit every living soul, decreeing its destiny. On Rosh Hashanah, the decree is recorded. On Yom Kippur, it is sealed. Who shall live and who shall die?
Rosh Hashanah Yikoseivon Uv Yom Tzom Kippur Yechaseivon Kam Hu Yavron Kam Hu Yavron V'chamo V'chamo
Well, we have a winner. We have a winner.
Rosh Hashanah Yikoseivon Yikoseivon Mivekitzo Uviyom Ovyam Tzom Kippur Yechaseimom Umilo Milo Vekitzo Mi 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 Yichye O Mi Yom Mi Yomos O Mi Mi Vekitzo.
Well, we have some winners, and Julie Blasting, my friend from Milburn Short Hills, he knew who they were. Okay, first was Gontchoff. Second was Kusevitsky. Third was Kvartin. Fourth was Moshe Stern. And in the background, we hear Richard Tucker. Well, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Jewish Soul. Come back again next Thursday evening. We'll be featuring more of the cantorial art for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is just the beginning. It's such great music. Tell your friends to listen in. 201-762-8950 if you want to give us a call. If you have any special requests, if you have any cantors you want to hear, please give me a call here at 201-762-8950. Again, Richard, thank you for your help. We'll see you this Sunday at the Renaissance Fair sponsored by Lubavitch in Morris Township. Just get into Morristown Center, follow the signs to the Rabbinical College of America, and let's hear Megama, the Megama Duo, at 4 o'clock. The fair starts at 12. It'll be a great day, and I guarantee good weather. That's right. It's going to be a great day, and come on out. Richard and I would be very happy to say hello, and Richard might even give you a bumper sticker. Okay, give us a call at 201-762-8950.
Okay, this is Charlie. It's 37 years later. I can't believe it. Time goes by so quickly, 37 years ago. Anyway, I would like your feedback. I do intend to randomly select programs from the last 30, 40 years, 25 years, play during the third hour, whatever. In any event, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Once again, that was a program from 1981. Shalom.